welcome to the Entertainment Dagger for the week of December 9th. Jeez, hello, it's kind of, Chris, the end of the year is coming fast. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and thawing out, Melissa Hansen.
We are finally here in northern Texas. Yeah. We got hit with the icy, sleety, snowy, whatever, very cold stuff falling from the sky a couple of days ago. So 3 days later, we're finally above freezing, so all the icicles are, you know, projectiling themselves at us, and it's half wet and half slick ice, and oi.
Well, we have a dusting of snow on the ground in northern New England, but we're going to get hit hard with 3 to 5 inches overnight, so.
Yeah, and you're getting what we had, even though it'll be more up there, but yay, winter's finally here. Okay, the funny thing is,
yes.
I have a friend who used to live in Texas, now lives in Norway.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yesterday they got their first snow. So Norway's first snow was after Texas's snow.
But when it snows in Norway, they get feet, not inches.
Yeah, no, well, they actually got, I think it was in inches, but it was kind of like a thunder snow thing. Nope. But it's in the 40s and all gone already. In Texas, 3 days later, we're still melting out of it.
Yeah.
So, yay, global warming.
There's an interesting picture going around Facebook that some of my friends had posted about, you know, complaining about snow and, you know, people down south going, it was London was the first one. It was like, we're buried in snow, and there was like an inch.
Right.
And then the next one was New York City, and they had, you know, like 6 inches.
Yeah, U.S. But, you know, we have our foot, but.
Yeah. And then the third one was Norway, where it shows the snow all the way up to the roof line.
Right.
And then the fourth one was Canada, where it's just completely white.
Right.
It's like, is it spring yet?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, you know, I have my friend Sue that's originally from Winnipeg, but has lived here in the States for a long time.
Yeah.
We lived together in the Chicago area, and we'd get, you know, 6 inches. And people were like, oh, I can't drive, oh, whatever. And she's like, what are y'all talking about? Nothing.
We get snowed in and we can't leave for 2 months. Did you have anything to do entertainment-wise this past week?
Well, rewatched the second to Swedish Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movies.
Oh, I still have not seen those.
The extended version. It's available on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's the extended versions.
Okay.
So it's broken up, but each of the three movies are about 3 hours each now, instead of like 2.5.
And you said the second two movies flow together at once.
And the second two movies are together.
Yeah.
I would recommend watching. And that's what we watched.
Okay.
I'd already seen the first one. I saw that a couple times, but in the past. A couple years ago, I watched all three. So anyhow, went back and watched the second and the third. The extended editions, it's broken up into 1.5-hour segments.
Okay.
So each movie gets two. My understanding is it was actually, after it was theatrical, it was extended and then broken up and shown on TV.
Oh.
Like a miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah, so 6 hours I did yesterday was actually snowed in and watched 6 hours of Swedish movies. Violent.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Sexual abuse.
Yeah. Oof.
But, so watch that. And like I said, it's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, that could be the way to go and kind of watch it over time. But watch it as like this miniseries. Like I said, the first movie, it's own thing. And the second movie has a lot of the same characters, but that, and then into the third, it's a different story.
Okay.
I can't recommend them more for writing, for plot, for acting, for, I mean, they're excellent, but they're very disturbing. There's lots of violence. There's lots of sexual abuse. There's nudity. There's swearing. There's all this.
Yeah,
so
the performances and the intensity of at least the one that I saw.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think it's just excellent. It's just, you know, the whole, if you're easily offended. And also, you have to read.
Oh, subtitles. Yeah, but your brain flips a switch and
it does. I think it's easy, but some people do not enjoy having to read while they watch movies. So that's the warning too. It's a Swedish movie. There's English subtitles.
Yeah. And I found the same thing has happened to me with Shakespeare. The more time I spend with Shakespeare, your brain just switches over, and all of a sudden that language just becomes second nature to you.
Right. And it's also, you don't have to understand every single word.
No.
Phrase, you get the general idea. And again, I've said this about Shakespeare. Shakespeare are not books. They're plays. They are not meant to be read. They are meant to be watched and listened
to. Yes, right.
Because then you understand what's going on. You don't have to understand the turn of phrase. So.
Yeah.
It's a more thing. This, you watch, you get what's going on. You get who's the good guys and the bad guys, even though almost all the men are bad guys. Mm. But, but, yeah, you get it. You get into it. You don't have to understand every little detail.
Right. Well, I didn't have much entertainment. I mean, I was on stage all week.
You were, again, you were the entertainment.
I was the entertainment, yes. We were rehearsing like crazy. I was learning new music and choreography 48 hours before we performed.
That's crazy.
But it was an amazing experience. For as much panic as we went through, and we mm-hmm. lost cast members and we gained cast members, mm-hmm. and it all came together in a very crazy 24, 36 hours, and it was an amazing experience. It was all Christmas music. It was solid 2 hours of Christmas music on stage in a very limited storyline, but it worked, and the audience loved it. You can't tell you how phenomenal a response we had from the audience, and people wanting to support the arts mm-hmm. in New England because of this, you know, wanting to donate money to the theater company and to the, it's just, yeah.
That's great. And this time of year, people just enjoy that. Yeah. It's just hearing that music and gathering together, and yeah, it's just comforting.
So for the past 24 hours, my body has kind of shut down.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Adrenaline's done.
Oh, my God. It's one. I've been sleeping. I've been pushing myself to get to the gym. I'm fighting off a cold. It's just – but now I have – this next week I'm back because we have to mount a Christmas Carol, which opens the following week. So I've got solid rehearsals all this week just to get a show up on its feet.
All right, then.
But then that's it. For a week, and then starting
for a week, for a month.
Starting January 2nd, I start on my next three shows.
Yeah, you start rehearsal, not like doing it. You just start rehearsal for it, right?
Rehearsals for the next three.
Okay,
I have 2 weeks to rehearse. Wait Until Dark before it opens. It's kind of an equity show, semi equity. So that's all we've got is 2 solid weeks of rehearsal, and then we open.
Right. Yeah, like full time rehearsal.
Yep. Then Vagina Monologues, then Hamlet, and on January 4th, I'm auditioning for Tracy Letts' August Osage County, which opens in April.
Nice.
So if I get that, it would be January, February, March, and April through May, so I would be solidly booked.
Okay, so it opens in April, so the snow should be done in Boston area, so I could come out and see that.
Yes.
All right.
So we will see how that goes. But it was funny. I guess the families went out to the box office this weekend because there was an animated film that kind of kicked Hunger Games out of the drivers.
Yeah, I just Ice Beats Fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Rock boy, that was thinking on my feet.
Yeah.
Frozen won the box office this week with not quite $32 million.
Okay.
So, which is okay, but compared to what we have been hearing with Hunger Games the past 2 weeks. But that dropped to number two, $27 million. All right. And then ready? Out of the Furnace is third with $5 million. Thor, $4.75 million, and then Delivery Man less than $4 million. We got those two fairly close, and then that's it.
I have a couple mornings off this week, and my goal is to get over to see Thor and Frozen before my schedule prevents me from seeing anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I did see the trailer for Captain America, which I guess sets up the Ultron movie, the Avengers Age of Ultron movie.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's coming out now. And what it's kind of one at a time. I'm like, oh, this is the next one. And this is when it, now I'm like, I don't even know what's leading up to what and who and what.
But it was interesting. The last Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode I saw was a cleanup of the Thor movie.
Nice.
So.
I love that they're doing that. I have to catch up on that.
Yeah.
So, but that's cool. I love that it's a world and things overlap and affect each other. And
well, and I got my nephew the next Lego game for the PlayStation 3, which was Marvel Heroes, and it's based on the entire Marvel cinematic franchise.
Cool.
And Clark Gregg is actually playing Agent Coulson, who's narrating. You know, they have other people playing the voices of the other characters, but it's all set in the films with him. So they are doing a very nice job of tying all this stuff together.
Very cool.
This week at the box office, and I said I need to catch these because The Hobbit opens on Friday.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Tyler Perry.
Well, that comes second on my list.
But you know,
I went and hunted out the trailer for Amadeus Christmas because I reviewed his stage show. Now, normally, he creates a script for the stage. They do it on the stage, and then they film it with big budget production values, and then they release it as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Medea Christmas that I reviewed with the stage show was about one of Medea's nieces or something was going to meet her boyfriend's family or something. And it was all very...
Oh, it's nice that it was so impactful you remember it well.
Well, it was a couple years ago.
Okay.
But it was all set in the house and how the family interacts and the blending of these two families right. and stuff like that. And it was very Christmas-based with some religious overtones and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and watched the trailer, and it's Larry the Cable Guy and Kathy and Jimmy. It has nothing to do with the stage play.
No.
So it's Medea tags along with her friend whose daughter, who is black, is marrying this into a redneck white family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Medea saving this little rural town from itself. So it has nothing to do with the stage play that I saw.
Okay, then.
A bunch of other films are opening in limited release this week.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's Saving Mr. Banks, which is...
Yeah, we're getting into that so they can make the Academy Award stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have a whole bunch of limited next couple weeks.
Which is the story of Walt's ongoing negotiations with P.L. Travers, with Mrs. Travers, to get the rights to do Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Which was quite contentious, but it well worked out. I guess
the movie makes it all happy ending, which it wasn't in real life.
Right, exactly.
So,
and Tom Hanks is playing Walt Disney.
Yeah, which I think he looks pretty good. I mean, I've only seen like the commercials on TV for it, but I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah, for someone who Walt is has long been one of my heroes, I don't quite buy it, just because I've seen so much archival right. stuff of Walt.
Yeah, could you actually get that you would buy it? Nobody. Yeah,
right.
For some of the other, B.J. Novak and Jason Schwartzman.
Right, they're playing the Sherman Brothers,
right.
who I've had a chance to interview. So, again, this is just my own... If I can set it aside and enjoy the movie, I'm sure I will.
Right.
I'll like it.
Yeah.
Neil LaBute's latest adultery drama with Stanley Tucci called Some Velvet Morning. I think it's Stanley Tucci and Nicole Kidman, to be honest with you. Paul Walker's, one of his final film called Hours. It's a Hurricane Katrina story, kind of a thriller. And then David O. Russell's American Hustle, which is winning all sorts of awards, opens in limited release this weekend.
And I heard there's this like amazing actor playing a reporter kind of thing that just like steals it from Bradley Cooper and...
We don't even know if that scene is still in there. I'm trying to figure it out.
Wow.
But it is a 20-pound heavier version of me that shows up in that movie.
Okay.
So a much fuller-faced version. Not quite the Pillsbury Doughboy I was when I graduated with my master's degree. My God, I was almost 200 pounds at that point. But no, so there is a scene towards the end where the district attorney is holding a press conference, you know, to say that this is all about the ab scam stuff in the 70s where they were taking down high-profile politicians for illegal activities. And there were reporters shouting out. We had an impromptu, off-script Q&A session. So if that dialogue stays in, I can file a claim with the Screen Actors Guild and get a nice little check out of it.
So
because they refused to file paperwork when we were on set.
Okay. We'll see what's on it.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe it'll be on the DVD. We'll stop it.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. There's the Argo extended edition arrived last week on DVD and Blu-ray, and I have to wait. I have yet to see if my scene is in that.
You really have much more patience than I do. Oh, well.
Well, that was the original ending, and then they cut it and reshot it. So, anyways. If you are not going to the box office this weekend, coming to DVD and Blu-ray, One Direction, it's all numbers this week. One Direction's This Is Us, which was their 3D concert movie.
Mm-hmm.
Despicable Me 2.
Mm-hmm.
Teen Wolf Season 3. Fast and Furious 6. Futurama Volume 8. And then the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special.
Wow.
All of that on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Okay.
Over at Redbox, we've got Smurfs 2, Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, Steven Soderbergh's Behind the Candelabra, which I need to see. That's the Michael Douglas Liberace thing. And then DreamWorks Animated Christmas, which has like How to Train Your Dragon and Madagascar and Shrek. Just short holiday films.
Yeah.
That's at Redbox. At Netflix, we've got Resident Evil Apocalypse. Very holiday-oriented stuff, right? Dances with Wolves, which I still have never seen. I'm not a Kevin Costner fan. You know this. I can't.
It's not a...
Three hours of Kevin Costner?
Well, it's a different Kevin Costner. But everybody's a Kevin Costner fan, because either you like that kind of stuff or you like the Bull Durham Tin Cup.
Well,
kind of.
I did like those two movies.
Uh-huh. So there.
Star Trek First Contact is back again, which is probably the best of the Star Trek The Next Generation films. Lady Gaga and the Muppets holiday special, which was on ABC last week, I believe. That is going to be available on Netflix Instant this week.
Okay.
Or is there right now. And then, of course, just for your holiday viewing, the ever-present Virtual Fireplace.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So glad that's back.
So if you don't have a fireplace, you can set your little TV up somewhere where it would look like a fireplace and let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
At Hulu, Top Gear's James May has two outer space-related specials, On the Moon and At the Edge of Space.
Okay.
We've got Royal Shakespeare Company's 1983 Complete Works of Shakespeare television series, which are reduced versions of Hamlet, Othello, Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet, and The Taming of the Shrew.
Nice.
And then we've got a bunch of Lifetime Christmas movies, like Shelley Long in A Different Kind of Christmas.
Ooh.
And Will You Marry Me, M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, how
and
funny.
Christmas Crush. So if you're looking for, you know, sappy holiday films.
Is that a teenager movie or a surfing movie?
It's not a surfing movie.
Okay.
It very well could be, and somebody may make it into one, but no, it's not.
Okay, just checking.
Yep. And that's all I've got for
that could have been cool. All right. So, well, TV this week, I was going to mention that basically Hallmark and Lifetime are just every single cheesy Christmas movie ever made for the rest of the month on that. Yeah. But Monday... we have some more Christmas specials. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
The Rankin Bass.
And ABC. And then after that is a new show, Great Christmas Light Fight.
Oh.
Reality show, competition, Christmas decorations. Because that is the true meaning of the season.
Great.
All right. Monday night, also on NBC, is The Sing-Off.
Oh, yeah.
And then CW, man, this week is for, like, all your tweens. They have Kung Fu Panda Special and the Merry Madagascar. And then they also have One Direction Our Heart Radio Release Party.
Oh, boy.
Special. So that's Monday night.
All right.
Tuesday night, CW has the Katy Perry release party and then the Lady Gaga release party. If you want something a little more highbrow, PBS, starting Tuesday, and then it's repeating throughout the month, has Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, nice.
All right. Of course, the classic Christmas special is on Tuesday night on CBS.
What?
The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. and then we also have the Sons of Anarchy finale on FX.
Okay.
Wednesday night, NBC has their big country Christmas special.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson. And it's called Kelly Clarkson's Cautionary Christmas Music Tale.
Wait a minute. When did Kelly Clarkson cross over to country?
Oh, I guess she's pop. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Carrie Underwood's more country.
Yeah.
She's just
but
pop.
They do this all the time. I mean, look, Darius Rucker crossed.
You know what I think? I'm thinking because she guest starred on like Blake Shelton stuff, sung with Reba McEntire, and she's kind of crossovery.
Well, she and her people may be marketing her that way. You know?
Yeah. So anyhow, you can see her and other guest stars in NBC comedy music. Typical. Right. It's the typical. Yeah. Like I said, it was Blake Shelton did it last year.
Yeah.
you had the special, so.
When we were growing up, it was like Hee-Haw Christmas.
Yes! Oh, Hee-Haw. Okay. All right. Saturday, we've got Rudolph and Frosty.
All right.
Yes. And then NBC has It's a Wonderful Life. And then we'll veer away from Christmas on Sunday. Survivor, the season finale on CBS. Mm-hmm. And then the finales of Homeland and Masters of Sex on Showtime.
Oh, that's right. That's the Michael Sheehan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Masters and Dawson, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, music this week. Live at the Cellar Door by Neil Young.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty nice there. And then, man, it's soundtrack week. Let me tell you. Mm. The Hobbit.
Yep.
Soundtrack, Howard Shore.
Yep.
That's out.
Stuff.
Thomas Newman soundtrack for Saving Mr. Banks.
Ooh, nice.
Out. And then the Bonnie and Clyde, the miniseries.
Yep.
That was just on last week. That CD is out. And then The Music of Nashville, Season 2, Volume 1.
Hmm.
There's our country stuff.
There you go.
Books. All right. It's one of his kids' ones.
Oh.
James Patterson.
Yep.
I, Even Funnier, A Middle School Story.
Oh.
It's a follow-up to that. And then, okay, you know that What Did the Fox Say? That song, that big, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which they did on Glee. It was, like, ridiculous.
Oh, but
anyhow, that is now an illustrated book.
Oh.
The lyrics, illustrations, all the animals, and the fox.
Yeah.
All right, then. Dean Koontz, his latest is called Innocence and is out this week.
No, is he? I had thought he had passed away, and this was another one of those cases where people are writing for him, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, he's still alive. He's still actually writing.
Okay.
This one is actually him.
Okay.
Imagine that. An author who wrote his own books.
Right.
Okay. Breaking Bad. Those of us that are missing it, or if you have a big fan on your Christmas lists. Breaking Bad, I Am the Danger. It's the companion book, so it's got like quotes and photographs and behind-the-scenes stuff in it. And then for the favorite vegetarian in your life.
Yes.
Actually, from one of my all-time favorite restaurants, the new Chicago Diner Cookbook.
Oh.
Meat-free recipes from America's Veggie Diner.
Cool.
Which is, it's in Chicago, obviously. Kind of more north side. It's really good. It's all vegetarian, lots of vegan, but it is. It's kind of diner-y food, and oh.
They do a great brunch on Sundays if you're ever around in the neighborhood and want to stop in.
Really good if you're in Chicago.
Yep.
And if you're not a vegetarian, it's still.
Still good.
Okay, anyhow, so now you can make it at home with their cookbook.
There you go.
Yeah. December 12th, so this week, American Psycho is officially opening in London.
Oh, that's right.
And it stars Matt Smith as Patrick Bateman.
That's so unbelievable.
And it's a musical.
Yeah.
But the music, Duncan Sheik wrote it.
Oh, my God.
He did the score. Yeah. So, and the book is actually by the writers of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. So, we'll ignore that fact. But, yeah, Doctor Who playing American Psycho.
Well, and Matt gives such nuanced performances. I mean,
but when he's like pissed as the doctor, like towards the beginning, the whole the whale pulling the ship thing, run, and he went off. Ooh, he can be scary. I think it's probably wouldn't be my first choice, but when I stop and think about it, I think he'll be quite excellent in the role.
Hmm.
But yeah, singing and yeah. It's a weird combo of stuff, but everything's good on its own. Hopefully it comes together quite as well. So.
Very cool. In entertainment news, Disney has cut a deal with Paramount. And while they're not officially saying when the next movie will be out, the hitch in this, or I should say the cornerstone in this deal, is to release new Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm.
So Paramount will retain the rights to continue to release the previous films on DVD and Blu-ray, which they've already come out, so I don't know what more they're going to do.
Right.
But Disney will be working on new Indiana Jones properties, be it television, be it film, whatever. And with Harrison Ford...
Young Indiana Jones!
It was a great series.
John Patrick Perry can play like the father or something this time.
That's right. But with Harrison Ford now doing Star Wars 7... and having just done Ender's Game, I mean, he still has the chops to do this, and he's still interested in playing the character.
Yeah.
So if they can come up with a decent script and get rid of Shia LaBeouf, I'm all for it.
All right, then.
I can't stand that guy. The polarized response to NBC's Live Sound of Music gave birth to an SNL Lawrence Welk parody.
Yes.
This week.
Starring?
Kristen Wiig.
Yes. She came back with her little hands.
Right, with the little, yeah. So I have yet to see it. Everyone has been talking about how hilarious it is. Did you see the Sound of Music broadcast?
No, I've seen a couple clips. I did not want to watch it.
I have to, I'll get it on demand just to see because,
yeah, you can watch it on NBC.com.
Yeah.
And Hulu has all the music and clips and stuff.
I have to see what a train wreck this turned
out. YouTube. All the songs are on YouTube, so. All right.
And I was actually supposed to, right now, I was supposed to be going to see a matinee of the kid who played Matt Sullivan, who played my son in On Golden Pond, is playing Kurt, but the performance had already sold out before I got my tickets.
Oh, bummer.
So I was disappointed. But yeah. I'm curious to see how this turned out.
So she's not an actress. She's a singer.
I know.
And she's not fucking Julie Andrews, and no one is. No. So don't give a crap for not being Matt.
Of course not. I mean, Sound of Music has been done forever. I mean, Julie Andrews wasn't the first one to do it.
Right.
Martin did it on Broadway.
And this
before
isn't based on the movie. This is based on Mary Martin's.
Right. This is the stage show, not the movie version. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is different.
Yeah. And also when you surround her, like you have her sing with Audra McDonald. Who the hell can sing with Audra McDonald? No one can sing with Audra McDonald.
And we had the great pleasure of seeing Audra McDonald live do Sondheim music. So, I mean, come on.
She's amazing.
She's unbelievable.
So, anyhow, I think it's a whole take it for what it is. It's not Julie Andrews. It's not, you know, a Broadway show, whatever. It's this fun music your whole family can sit down and watch and sing together. Give her some credit for what she did, too, for stepping up and doing this and doing it live and doing
balls. Yep.
You know, this is not going to be classic, but just go watch it, have fun with your kids, whatever.
And I'm sure she got paid extremely well for this.
I'm sure she did, too.
Hey, Warner Brothers says Wonder Woman. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. Gal Gadot? Godot?
Godot.
She will be playing opposite Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck in Zack Snyder's Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of women who were up for this role. She kind of looks the part, given the way that the character is currently being portrayed in the comic books. Certainly not the Linda Carter version.
She's no Linda Carter.
No.
Carter, but yeah.
But I am curious to see how this plays.
Looks appropriate for the part.
Yep. Speaking of superhero movies, Sony released the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is coming this summer, which shows Jamie Foxx as Electro. I don't know who's playing Rhino, but it's the Rhino in a very techno supersuit. And then the Green Goblin. And I'm sitting there going...
That's a lot in one movie.
We saw this happen with Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot put three villains in a movie. I'm sorry, it's too much.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for failure. So unless the film is 6 hours long, you know, you can't do origin stories and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not holding out a lot of hope. I mean, I liked the first Amazing Spider-Man, surprisingly, despite itself. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know. Speaking, I meant to mention.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
I was watching an old Doctor Who and he guest starred in an episode.
It was the one with the pigs.
It was the Daleks making human into pigs to build the Empire State Building.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Okay, anyhow. Tangent.
Star Trek 3, J.J. Abrams' Star Trek 3, which J.J. is off doing Star Wars for the next 20 years, so he's not going to be involved in this. He gets a new team of writers. Alex Kurtzman and Damon Lindelof are exiting the project. Robert Orsi will stay on, and two new writers have joined him. They have not signed a director yet. They have not talked about story. I am still not happy with the second film, so to be honest, I don't care what they do with this one. If it turns out to be good, I will be happily, you know, surprised and go and enjoy it. Jon Favreau is teaming up with Smallville creators Alfred Goh and Miles Millar for MTV's fantasy adaptation of Terry Brooks' Shannara novels.
Okay, then.
I, like the Mortal Instruments, I know nothing about this stuff. I feel like I'm completely out of the loop. you know, it's not Harry Potter, it's not Twilight, but I guess there are all these other franchises of kids' novels out there that the studios are desperately trying to turn into the next big thing. And, you know, paired with Teen Wolf on MTV, I mean, who knows, it could turn out to be. Favreau's a great filmmaker. I mean, he's a quality storyteller. So.
Yeah.
And Jerry Bruckheimer, who was unceremoniously dumped by Disney after the train wreck that was Lone Ranger. Although I am one of the few people on Earth who actually enjoyed that film.
Yeah.
Has set up shop at Paramount. And his first project will be Beverly Hills Cop 4, starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And directed by Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, Bruckheimer was originally involved in the Beverly Hills. I mean, he was the producer behind the original. So.
Yeah, kind of cool. This is one of those things that, I mean, it may end up just talking train wreck.
Yeah.
But this may all fit together and work really well, too.
They tried to bring this to network last year. They tried to bring a Beverly Hills Cop series to television.
Yeah. And that's right.
They didn't buy the pilot. So, you know, with Bruckheimer behind it, there's some muscle there. And God knows Eddie needs to come up with a good movie because he hasn't done anything since Dreamgirls. So, not worth seeing.
Yeah, so we'll see. It could fall apart, but it's got the ingredients to be magic.
That's right. All right, that's all I've got for entertainment news.
Okay, well, there's an artist. Her name is Monica Warhol.
Okay.
Who says she's Andy's cousin. And her work actually looks a lot like his kind of style.
Okay.
But she has announced that she did a series of paintings of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
And that Kanye hired him to do it. But Kim is saying she doesn't know what she's talking about. Mm. And the woman's like, well, if they don't want them, I'll sell them to anyone who wants to buy them. So who knows if this is really like something Kim didn't know about or if this woman's just playing. Who knows? But a whole bunch of funky pictures of Kim Kardashian may be available to you soon.
Lucky you. Just in time for Christmas.
And I will keep you abreast if I see them, you know, for sale online.
Abreast? Are these exposed abreasts?
No. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sure there will be some breastage.
Yeah. Brother.
It's Kim, please.
All right. Do we have a contest this week?
Yes, there's no doubt. It's Kim.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
We have a contest this week?
We do. It's for a movie called Jane Mansfield's Car.
Oh.
Sounds a little weird, but it's Billy Bob Thornton's new one.
Correct.
As in writing, directing.
Yeah.
Starring. Yeah. New one. And Robert Duvall's in it, and John Hurt's in it, and Kevin Bacon.
Nice.
It's actually set in the 60s in Alabama, and it's like a family drama.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, a little unusual title, but sounds like an excellent flick.
Some folks call it a sling blade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyhow, you can pick up Billy Bob's latest.
There you go.
You know, at Amazon or wherever you purchase your DVDs, or you can win it on our site.
Nice. All right, that'll do it for us this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe. We will be back next week with more holiday magic. Until then, please continue to check out our reviews at DVDverdict.com, our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, and our entertainment news at DailyVerdict.com. Melissa Ann, take us away.
There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.